Israeli forces withdrew from around Yasser Arafat's headquarters today, ending a 33-day confinement of the Palestinian leader in his compound in Ramallah. Arafat issued an angry statement shortly afterwards from his offices. The departure of Israeli forces from Arafat's compound came after six Palestinians who had been holed up inside were handed over to U.S. and British authorities. They were taken to a prison in nearby Jericho. The six, including the alleged killers of an Israeli cabinet minister, were on Israel's most wanted list, but the Israeli government has agreed that they can remain in the West Bank under international supervision as part of a deal brokered by the Bush administration. NPR's Anne Garrels is in Ramallah, and she joins us now. This is something that has been a few days in the making for this deal to be implemented. Anne, how did it actually unfold?
Well, as you say, it's been a few days, and until the last minute, there were still conflicting reports coming out that the deal was actually in jeopardy. But as night fell in Ramallah, a convoy of 12 cars entered Arafat's compound to pick up the six wanted Palestinians. Five are wanted for the murder of an Israeli cabinet minister, one for the illegal arms shipments to Israel. Arafat had refused to hand them over, and hence the compromise deal brokered by the U.S. He had tried at a makeshift trial inside his compound to finesse a trial. He held a trial for four of them, but that had not been enough for Israel. It took a while for the convoy to leave because the security officials inside had to check the IDs of the six men to make sure they were actually the men they wanted. Then they pulled out of the compound, and the men were moved to a prison in the Palestinian-controlled city of Jericho. Israel wanted to make sure that there were international assurances the prisoners would not be released. It took a while after that for the Israelis to withdraw, but by now it appears that most, if not all, the Israelis are out of Ramallah. They've moved to the outskirts of town.
Now, Yasser Arafat has appeared on international television. Can you tell us what he said?
It was a brief statement. He denounced the siege in Bethlehem at the Church of the Nativity, where there was more gunfire today and a fire. He said it doesn't matter what happens to him, calling the siege in Bethlehem a crime. There are 20 to 30 Palestinian gunmen inside the church. They sought refuge there, and this has been going on for almost a month. Arafat then stormed out of the conference room.
Is there any indication how this is all going to play eventually in Ramallah? There are scenes we see on TV of people in the streets now. Can you tell us what the mood is?
Well, people have been waiting for this to be over. They've seen their own leader humiliated by the Israelis. Hundreds of Palestinians have entered the compound, at least the walls of the compound, to cheer the departure of the Israeli troops. But for the most part, it's nighttime here. The streets are, for the most part, empty. The residents of Ramallah locked in. Most say they'll go to the compound in the morning. Most people are still afraid. But those I did interview said the only resolution to this is for Israel to end its occupation entirely of the West Bank. But the question is, you know, with Arafat now free to move around the West Bank and Gaza, will anything really change? Will the violence against Israelis change? And will the retaliation against the Palestinians continue?
Thank you, Anne.
Thank you.
NPR's Anne Garrels reporting from Ramallah on the withdrawal of Israeli forces from Yasser Arafat's compound there.